Our next guest is Victorian Branch Deputy President of the Australian Education Union, Justin Mullaly. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you going?
Good. So firstly, why do you want to change or get rid of the NAPLAN testing?
Look, we've argued for a long time that NAPLAN testing isn't fit for purpose. Our members, so teachers and principals, have said for at least 10 years, ever since NAPLAN tests came in, and of course before that there were other standardised tests, but they say they don't actually meet their needs as educators. When you've got a point in time test that is the one that everybody turns to, what you have is a situation where it becomes the thing that is the focus. And what's ignored is actually all the assessment and all the work that teachers do with their students day in, day out. And that's the most important stuff. So our interest is changing the focus back to what is in the interests of students and teachers.
Yeah, but just the old test, I mean, it's only for a couple of days, is, you know, it's not a bad one. I mean, I quite like seeing my daughter's NAPLAN results just to see how she's going. Is she where she should be or not? Like, I don't see it is a big problem. I mean, schools do tests.
Don't get me wrong, Tom. As a teacher, assessment is central to what we do. Teachers have done that forever. So the question isn't about whether students should be assessed, and nor is it a question about sharing the progress of students with their families, with their parents, of course, with the kids themselves, and using it so that kids can improve what they're doing, what they know, and the skills that they've got. We just don't need a statewide or a nationwide standardised test to be the focus of this, because it actually doesn't have the right impact. It actually can have a negative impact.
But what's the negative impact?
Look, you've got a couple of things. You've got schools that, because they're judged often by the NAPLAN results, whether they want to or not, they put a lot of focus on the NAPLAN testing, the disruption that it causes in terms of the arrangements for the school day, the fact that teachers aren't focused on teaching the actual curriculum in a way that meets the needs of the kids in front of them. Oh. And then the other side of it is the stress and anxiety that too many children feel when they do the test.
Well, but isn't that life, though? I mean, life is a contest. And, you know, I went to school and, you know, 100% of our mark back then was how we went in the old HSC exams. I mean, it was pretty stressful and university was the same. But, I mean, that's life.
Oh, look, and don't get us wrong, Tom. Schooling can be stressful and learning can be very challenging, and that can bring about stress and anxiety. There's no doubt about that. We want every child to do the absolute best that they can in a classroom. We want excellence in learning, and sometimes that can be stressful. So it's not a question of whether this learning exercise can be stressful or not. It's a question of what hoops and what hurdles we're putting in front of children and whether they help.
All right. Well, what about, I mean, I guess with NAPLAN, given that's, you know, you're just trying to get a sense of where the whole student body is going, maybe you could just have like some of the students sit it on a random basis and you've had a few thousand doing it. That would tell you. What about ATAR? I mean, we didn't have that when I was at school. We just got a mark. But I mean, it amounts to the same thing where you rank the students. Are you against that too?
Yeah, in terms of, and if I can just make one final comment about NAPLAN, that suggestion you made is the common sense approach that we support. We don't need to teach to assess every child in NAPLAN to know how the system's going. We absolutely need to know how the system's going, but let's do a sample test. That's the way to do it. In terms of ATAR, we want something simple at this point. We want the Education Department to do a review about what the impact of ATAR is in terms of student health and wellbeing. And there's a couple of reasons for that. We're not asking it for to be scrapped holus bolus. That's not something that we think is exactly what needs to happen right now. But we do need to look at it. And we need to look at it in the lens of what is in the best interest of the children, young people.
Okay, I guess that it is stressful and, you know, you want to do your best and that's stressful, but I mean, turning up and playing in a grand final in some sport is stressful too. But is that what you mean, or is it that you don't think it truly assesses a student's academic ability?
I think one of the challenges is that we don't want to reduce student learning after 13 years of schooling to a single ATAR number. That's something we definitely don't want to do. I don't hear anybody supporting that. But that's one of the perverse outcomes that can come about when you've got such a focus on ATAR. There's a couple of things going on, though, that is really important, which is why we think it's worth having a look at it. More and more universities are not using ATAR to select students to go into their courses. They're using a whole range of other assessments around aptitude, portfolios, and in our view, that's only going to increase.
Yeah.
I think the other side of it is that we've got more and more students who are choosing to do VCE, do all the coursework, do all the exams, and as you said in your intro, are choosing not to have a scored VCE. And we just need to get the balance right here.
Yeah, okay. Look, it's interesting because, I mean, I did an undergraduate and a graduate degree. When I did the undergraduate one, it was just based on my mark, which amounts to the same thing as an ATAR. Did I have enough marks to get into the course I wanted to do? Yes, in I went. As it turns out, I dropped half of that course, so I wasn't that well suited to it, but that was later on. But when I, when I did my graduate degree, they were interested in all sorts of things. What have you done since you first left your first degree? You know, what have you worked as? What's something you've done outside the work and the study sector? You know, I talked about some volunteer work I'd done. They were really interested in not just marks, but I guess the bigger picture. So I suppose what you're saying is we could do more of that here between school and university.
Yeah, let's take a really rich approach to capturing how young people are going at the end of schooling as they make that transition. Let's not reduce it to a number.
All right, thank you for your time. Justin Mullaly there, Victorian Branch Deputy President of the Australian Education Union.